My problem began while I was lifting weights at my health club one day several years ago. Until that day, I don't remember ever having anything wrong with my hearing. All of a sudden, as I was exerting myself, my ears got a very full feeling. It felt like ears do when you go up and down in a plane, as if they needed to pop. But it wasn't that. The strange sensation went away a few minutes later, after I finished the set and caught my breath. Since then, my ears regularly do this to me. It happens several times a day, mostly right after I stand up from lying down, or when I'm lifting something heavy. But sometimes it just happens for no reason at all. When my ears do this weird thing, it has an effect on my hearing. My sensation of most sounds gets just slightly dulled. However, the sound of my own voice suddenly gets very loud and boomy, to the point of discomfort. When this happens, I usually stop talking because it's so irritating. Sometimes I can pop my ears and the sound goes back to normal. But other times my ears stay this way for 10 or 15 minutes, and if I have to talk, I do so very quietly. My doctor couldn't tell what was wrong with me, so I went to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He did some tests and put me on some kind of steroids for a week. That didn't help, so he performed surgery on me to put tubes in my ears. Having the anesthetic needle stuck straight into my eardrum was probably the worst pain I've ever had in my life. After the eardrums were numb, he took a little scalpel, like an X-Acto knife, and pierced small slits in each eardrum. Into the slits, he put tiny plastic tubes. This was to guarantee that the pressure on the inside of the eardrum was always equalized with the pressure on the outside. Unfortunately, the tubes didn't solve the problem. They fell out naturally several months later, and the ear doctor said he didn't know of anything else he could do for me. He said that maybe the problem would just go away in another year or so. So I waited another year. The problem didn't go away. Having exhausted the options of traditional medicine, I tried acupuncture. I started seeing a guy who's supposed to be one of the best acupuncturists around. He's written books and has been an instructor in that field. But several visits and several hundred dollars later, his needles and matches weren't having any effect on my ears. Now it's been about 6 years since my last treatment, and the problem is still there. A while ago, I decided to try to simulate what it sounds like to be me. What you just heard was the result. It's very sad to be a musician and have ears that don't work right. Sincerely, Todd Bradley.